This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, March 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. CAFO ban advances, tax credits for compost, minibus set to roll, and farmers and solar leasing. Activists submit county CAFO ban. A coalition of animal rights groups claim to have gathered more than 37,000 signatures supporting a local ban on confined animal feeding operations. The petition needs to verify 19,000 of those signatures within 30 days for ballot measures to go before Sonoma County voters in November. Direction Action Everywhere, the Berkeley-based group spearheading the campaign, says it has reached the milestone despite the County Farm Bureau spreading misinformation to turn the public against the effort. They argue the ban would protect hundreds of thousands of animals from exploitation and abuse and could have national implications. The reaction? Well, Farm Bureau has teamed up with state and national counterparts to fight the ban. In response to the signatures, it warned that such an ordinance would have catastrophic impacts on our local economy while cutting off access to locally sourced foods and setting a dangerous precedent for other producers in the county. Executive Director Dana Giardelli said it would put hundreds of family dairy, poultry, and egg operations out of business. Farm Bureau asserts that the ban would force the county to import more food, increase costs, and greenhouse gas emissions. The ban is part of a radical agenda that seeks to eventually outlaw all animal farming and even pet ownership, that according to the Ag Group. It is pleading for public support and donations in its fight. Wine grape growers call for compost tax credit. California Association of Wine Grape Growers is sponsoring legislation to incentivize composting through a tax credit. Senator Monique Lamone of Santa Barbara has filed SB 1135 to promote sustainable ag practices and increase on-farm carbon sequestration. More than 60% of the state's wine grape acreage is enrolled in sustainable certification programs. But CAWG President Natalie Collins points out that such practices can entail significant investments from growers. SB 1135 would finance the program with 1% of the state's annual cap and trade revenues, up to $120 million. Reclamation backs plan for conserving Colorado River levels. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday threw its weight behind a plan by Arizona, Nevada, and California to preserve at least 3 million acre feet of Colorado River water through 2026. Reclamation identified the plan as its, quote, preferred alternative to current interim operating guidelines for Glen Canyon and Hoover Dams in a final supplemental environmental impact statement. In the document, the agency said the agreement, the result of hard-fought negotiations between the three lower basin states, would be more effective at staving off the threat of two primary Colorado River reservoirs falling to critical elevations over the next 3 years than current guidelines. Under the plan, Lake Powell has only an 8% chance of dropping low enough to threaten water deliveries and power production, while Lake Mead has only a 4% chance, that according to a press release. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. House turns to minibus ahead of Friday deadline. The House today set to take up a package of six spending bills ahead of Friday's deadline to avert a partial government shutdown. The minibus includes fiscal 24 funding for USDA, FDA, EPA, and the Departments of Interior, Commerce, and Transportation. Republicans won cuts in spending for a range of agencies and programs, including EPA. The agriculture portion of the minibus includes new provisions to address concerns about foreign acquisition of U.S. farmland and agribusiness interests, and also provides full funding for the Women, Infants, and Children's Nutrition Assistance Program. The legislation would add USDA to the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States and fund a data system to track foreign purchases of U.S. farmland. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York pledging to move the minibus quickly once it gets to the chamber. He said yesterday, quote, "I will put these bills on the floor so we can have them on President Biden's desk before Friday's deadline. But the clock is ticking, and because of the State of the Union on Thursday, we need to cooperate and move extra fast to get these bills through. Between now and Friday, the watchwords for the Senate will be cooperation and speed," Schumer said yesterday. Also today, the Securities and Exchange Commission is set to vote on a final scaled-back version of its controversial rule to require publicly held corporations to start disclosing greenhouse gas emissions. According to a report by Reuters in February, the final rule will drop a requirement that companies report Scope 3 emissions, those that originate in their supply chains. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is back in Texas today speaking to members of the National Rural Electric Cooperative Association. He is expected to announce new funding for clean power projects. Farmers draw offers to lease farmland for solar. One of every 10 farmers say they've had discussions with a company in the last 6 months about leasing farmland for solar power projects. That's according to the monthly Purdue CME Group survey of producers. More than half of those producers who've been involved in lease discussions, 56%, say they were offered at least $1,000 an acre. That's up from 48% who reported in February 23 that they had been offered $1,000 or more. Well, here's today's He Said It. I've gotten into pickup trucks with our farmers that are beat up and dirty on the outside, but you go in and it looks like they're launching rocket ships. That Fresno GOP assembly member Jim Patterson asserting that farmers are tech savvy during an assembly hearing on broadband deployment. You can read more about the broadband rollout in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. Also, finally, here's a correction this morning. Yesterday's Daybreak misstated the award ceiling for projects under the McGovern Dole International School Feeding Program. That ceiling is $30 million. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, March 6th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.